Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Joining us right now, Joe DeGeneva, a legal analyst. We love having Joe on. Joe, happy Monday. How are you?
I'm just fine.
So, Joe, a New York Post ran a piece on this Fusion GPS. The Senate Judiciary Committee earlier this month threatened to subpoena them. It seems that they are behind. They're the ones who commissioned this dossier, that infamous dossier, Russian dossier, on President Trump. And there's talk now that they happen to just be an opposition research group that works for the Democrats. What do you know about this?
Well, that is true. They are an opposition group that works for the Democrats. What's interesting about this story is two things about Fusion GPS. Number one, that the Senate Judiciary Committee has only threatened to issue a subpoena and hasn't issued one. This is why Republicans are not fit to govern. You issue a subpoena right away. I have no idea why they haven't issued a subpoena. That's the first part of the story. Bad oversight. Second, the use of this dossier by American intelligence to smear Donald Trump is the second big story. Everybody in the intelligence community, Brennan, Clapper, Comey, all of them knew that this report was garbage. They knew that everything in it was unsubstantiated. They knew that the sources were all third hand, not a single primary source for Michael Steele, the former MI6 officer who wrote this piece of garbage. And yet, they showed it to the President of the United States as the kind of thing that was out there about him. Why did Comey do that? He did it to blackmail the president. Let me tell you something. One of the best things that President Trump has ever done is fire James Comey, although he did it at the wrong time. He should have done it on January 20th. Comey is not Thomas Beckett. He is Rasputin. And his absence is a thrilling development for democracy.
So you're maintaining that Comey is guilty of blackmail?
He purposely used this and other information about the president. Remember, he knew that the president was not under investigation in the undergoing counter-espionage probe that he was conducting. And yet he never made that public, even though he told all the members on Capitol Hill of the key committees that the president was not personally under investigation. Make no mistake about this. James Comey was interested in one thing. I famously described him as a dirty cop a year and a half ago. He's only gotten dirtier since then. His job was to bring down the president. He was interested in one thing, regicide, and he almost succeeded.
So where does this go from here?
The Senate Judiciary Committee hopefully will issue a subpoena for the documents which Fusion GPS refuses to turn over. Why they haven't issued a subpoena already is beyond me. It is another sign of why Republicans can't get their act together. The other example of how Republicans aren't good at governing is their lousy messaging on the health care bill. They're letting the Democrats dominate the messaging on it and getting creamed on falsehoods that are being perpetrated by Schumer. And they sit there and they just take it. I'll tell you something. This is why Trump got elected. And these guys still haven't figured it out.
Hi, Joe. It's Tom. What do you think President Trump is going to be doing? How do you see the nature of his relationship evolving with, you obviously talk about the issues that you have with the Senate in terms of subpoenas, but how do you see President Trump responding to all this in the months ahead?
He's going to continue to tweet. He's going to do his thing. He is obviously getting legal advice. Some of his tweets clearly have had a legal patina put on them by people reviewing them. That was certainly clear the other day in one of his tweets about whether or not he had any recordings. There was a legalistic ending to it, which was not Trump-esque, but was legalese. That's a good thing. I happen to think that while I think many of his tweets are ill-advised, nonetheless, that's who he is, and he's not going to change. So the best we can hope for is some modification of some of the tweets to prevent further political and legal damage. But, you know, he's a fighter. So right. He's just going to do what he has to do. And whether or not his convictions win out on any given thing is a matter of time. I think if Kennedy steps down today in the Supreme Court on their last decision day and announces he's retiring, Donald Trump gets a second Supreme Court nominee in less than 6 months. His place in history will be secure because that will be two generations of a conservative court.
And do you think Christopher Steele, obviously the former MI6 officer responsible for this?
Yes, I said Michael earlier. I apologize.
Oh no! Wait. Do you think he should be and will be called to testify before the Senate?
Well, he's a British citizen. We have a mutual legal assistance treaty with the United Kingdom. We could seek, the committee could seek his testimony. I can't imagine he would testify voluntarily. We can try to subpoena him through a committee. Our guys can't even subpoena people in the United States, let alone someone overseas. So I'm not sanguine about the prospects of his testimony, either voluntary or compelled.
Yeah, absolutely. I wanted to ask you about a piece, and I don't know if you saw this, but Sally Yates wrote an op-ed in the Washington Post that appeared Friday evening called Making America Scared Again Won't Make Us Safer. And she clearly shows her political colors in this piece. And she rebuked Sessions and the Trump administration for the whole the tough on crime aspect. And yeah. She's denouncing Sessions and this idea of going after drug offenders hard. Harder, where yeah. whereas the Obama administration, softened it and only went after the worst offenders. And she also goes after President Trump and all of this. Does she have to worry by showing her political colors of anything down the road, or is she free and clear now?
Anybody with a brain knows who and what Sally Yates is. Another black mark on the Trump administration for not relieving her of her duties as soon as they had the opportunity to do so. She never should have been allowed to become acting attorney general. It was a terrible mistake. She is a known lefty. She is antagonistic to Trump. And remember, while all of these guys, they're so proud of themselves getting rid of mandatory minimums and changing drug sentencing. Homicides have gone up dramatically in the United States in major cities under the Obama administration's tutelage. Congratulations, President Obama. You spread the disease of Chicago to the rest of the country.
Well, on that note, Joe DeGeneva, thank you for spending your Monday with us. We appreciate it, and you have a fantastic week.
Thank you. You too.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.